The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful Filipino valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Not So Smart. The Green Hornet strikes again. Won in Europe, the American Red Cross is working at top speed to expand its program to meet global problems. The large forces remaining in Europe and troops awaiting transportation will be faced with a mounting morale problem. Women between 21 and 45 years of age are urgently needed to serve as staff aides in military hospitals in the United States, and women between the ages of 23 and 35 in Red Cross clubs overseas. If you have a good educational background, experience in community activities and organizations, and are in good physical health, call your local Red Cross chapter for complete details. And now, the Green Hornet. A small, smoke-filled barroom frequented by characters of the underworld, a steely-eyed, smooth-talking man known as Gentleman Harry stood at the bar talking to the bartender.
As I was saying, Joe, that stretch I did in the pen gave me time to lay some plans to get the guy who put the police on my trail. Here, fill it up again.
Yeah, sure. You mean you're going to try to put the finger on the hornet? Gee, Harry, you'll be sticking your neck out of it.
Maybe so. It would be worth it to give that sneak what's coming to him.
Guess you know what you're doing. But you can take it from me, that Green Hornet ain't one to fool around with.
He doesn't scare me. Imagine me, known as the best con man in the city, letting a punk like that pull a double cross that put me in stir. Now it's going to be my turn, Joe. You wait and see.
Hey, Harry, there's a guy sitting over in the corner who wants to talk to you.
Wants to talk to me? Which guy is it?
Take a quick gander. It's the mug with the black hat pulled down over his eyes. Just walked over to the corner to the left.
Yeah, I see him.
He's been sort of listening to what you and Joe have been saying. I've been watching him.
You better watch out, Harry. Might be a copper.
So what? Soon find out what he's after. See you later, Joe.
I have a chance. He came on the mug.
The waiter says you want to see me.
Yes. I overheard your conversation with the bartender.
So what? Why do you want to see me?
Sit down, my friend. I already know who you are. As a matter of fact, I came here hoping to meet you.
Oh, yeah? I don't get it. You talk with a slight accent, so I know you're not a copper. Or are you?
Don't be so suspicious. As a matter of fact, I have as much aversion to police as you have. Come now, sit down. I have something to discuss with you.
What's it to lose? Go ahead, talk. Your party.
I know you're a gentleman, Harry. I overheard you say you wanted to get the criminal known as the Green Hornet.
So?
My friend, Perhaps I can throw a chop your way that will pay you well, and at the same time you can put the blame on the Hornet.
What kind of job?
We will explain that to you at the proper time and place.
We? Who else is in
on it? The man I work for has, he heard of your reputation as a smooth worker. He sent me to find you and bring you to him.
So he heard of me, huh? Hey, how do I know you?
Of course, if you're afraid.
Afraid. I guess you didn't hear too much about me. But I don't just walk into things with my eyes closed, mister, that's all.
Perhaps this will convince you.
5 century notes.
Yes. We'll call that $500 a retainer fee for your services. There'll be plenty more if you take the chance. Will you come with me to meet my friend?
Well, okay, why not? I won't be the only one to be sorry if things are not on the level.
Don't worry. You'll find the proposition a good one.
Come with me now.
You'll soon learn all the details. You'll get them from a man named Hemler.
Well, my friend, I have laid our cards on the table. As I have told you, a man using the name of Lambert will be stopping at the downtown hotel tonight.
You want me to pull the job tonight? That is, get his briefcase containing certain papers?
That's right, Harry. As Hemler says, it must be done tonight. Lambert will leave for Washington in the morning.
It is not necessary to give too many details, Gus.
Yep.
You two couldn't be foreign agents by any chance, could you?
Harry, let me warn you. It isn't safe for you to be too smart in what
you
think.
Skip it, Gus. What difference does it make to me what you are as long as you pay up when the time comes?
Ah, good, good. I think we will get along very well, my friend. As a matter of fact, Lambert is a diplomatic courier. He'll suspect he's being watched.
Yes. That's why it will take a smooth worker like yourself, Harry, to get to him.
I'll get to him. Don't worry.
Good. Oh, one more thing.
What's that?
Here's a mask. And a genuine green hornet seal, which was left at the hideout of one of our agents some time ago as a warning.
Unfortunately, he laughed about it and gave it to Gus. Later, he made a deal with the hornet and was led into a trap.
When I overheard you mention getting even with the hornet, I thought of this. You can overpower Lambert, get the briefcase, and then leave the seal.
And the green hornet will get the blame. Perfect.
Get into Lambert's room. Let him see you with his mask on. Then knock him out temporarily and leave the seal. Bring the papers back here. He'll swear he was attacked by the Hornet.
This is the chance I've been waiting for. That Hornet will be sorry he ever pulled a quick one on Gentleman Harry. You can bet on that.
Who's there? I didn't order any ice water. Oh, very well.
This gun will go off if you make one sound. Get back inside.
No.
Go on.
Your mask. What's the meaning of this?
You ever heard of the Green Hornet, Lambert?
The Green Hornet? Yes, but...
I see you have. Well, I've had orders to come here, knock you out, and get your briefcase, which I see on the desk there.
So that's it. I might have known. But if you think you'll get away with this, you're crazy. I won't stand by
no,
and
No, my
see...
friend, you won't stand by and see me take it. Because you won't be conscious when I do.
I'll settle with you.
Hold it. Take your hand away from that drawer. That's better. I've planned that a certain party will be blamed for this. I've decided he might as well be blamed for murder.
No. No, you wouldn't dare to...
Well, Mr. Reed's apartment.
Hello, Cato. This is Mike Axford. Is Reed there?
Just a minute, Mr. Axford.
It for you, Mr. Britt?
Accident. Tell him it's after 10 o'clock and I plan to get to bed early for a change. He can call me in the morning.
I tell him. Hello, Mr. Britt, say you call in the morning.
Call in the morning, he say. And me coming to tell him some big news. How does he expect to run a newspaper, I'd like to know, sleeping when big things are popping? Sure enough, it's all mad.
But, Mr. Axford, you're not...
You're raving. I might as well talk to him.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Axford. What's the trouble?
Oh, hello, Reed. I was just telling Cato.
Yeah, I could hear what you were telling Cato.
Oh. Are you good? Well, you see, Reed, it's about a scoop I just phoned into the Daily Sentinel. A guy's been murdered at the downtown hotel.
Murder, eh? Well, congratulations on getting the lead on it, Axford.
Sure, and I didn't call just for that, Reed. Sarge says the guy was identified as a diplomatic messenger named David Lambert. He was carrying important papers.
Oh, really?
Sure. And that ain't all, Reed. They know who done it. It was the work of the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet? How do they know?
They found a Green Hornet seal stuck right in the guy's hand, Reed. That's how.
I see. It seems strange the Hornet would commit murder and then leave evidence like that behind.
You don't know that Hornet like I do, Reed. It's just what a nervy guy like him would do. Anyhow, the Cattery Party was seen in that vicinity around the time of the murder.
They received a report, you say?
Yeah. Some guy phoned into headquarters just before the news was released.
Well, that does look bad for the Hornet.
You said it. He done it all right. And they're out to get him this time.
I don't doubt that. Well, if you get any more reports, call me, regardless of the time, Axford.
That I will, Reed. I know you'd be interested.
I'm very much interested, Axford. Be waiting to hear from you. Goodbye.
So long, Reed.
Oxford say someone leave evidence that Hornet commit murder, Mr. Britt?
Yes, Cato. A diplomatic courier named David Lambert was murdered, and the police found a Hornet seal in his hand. Also, someone phoned in and said he saw the Hornet in the vicinity.
Then police convinced the Hornet is guilty?
So Oxford says. Personally, I don't think they'd underrate the Hornet to that extent. I'm going to phone Sergeant Burke at headquarters and get his version.
It seemed like someone tried to make out that Hornet not only a murderer, but also working with spies.
That's right, Cato. Whoever it was certainly didn't use good judgment. You should have known that the Hornet...
Police headquarters.
I'd like to talk to Sergeant Burke, please.
Just a minute.
It would be interesting to know just what the police do think.
Hello, Sergeant Burke speaking.
Well, this is Britt Reed, Sergeant. Axford just called me about that murder. He said the police were convinced the Hornet did it.
That's the story we gave to the press, Mr. Reed. But off the record, I might say we know the Green Hornet's too smart to commit murder and then leave his seal as evidence.
Yeah, that's the way I figured.
Of course, we want the news to get out that we think it's the Hornet, though.
I understand.
Some guy who wouldn't give his name phoned in to say he saw the Hornet in the vicinity of the hotel. We traced the call to a bar room in a tough section of town. We brought the bartender in for a grilling, but we can't get anything from him, so we're letting him go for the time being.
I see. And you believe it was someone trying to frame the Hornet, is that it?
Sure. That's off the record, remember. The guy who really did it must be dealing with spies. We're hoping he'll make a slip. Also, the Hornet might be one of the gang, and they're trying to pull a double cross on him.
Could be.
We're hoping to round them all up, including the Hornet. If we do, you'll be in for some big news.
I'll be waiting. And thank you for the information, Sergeant.
You're welcome, Mr. Reed. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, what do you find out, Mr. Britt?
Just as I thought. The police are too smart to be convinced that the Hornet would commit murder and leave a seal as evidence.
And what else you find out?
The only police tip came from an underworld saloon. The police are grilling the bartender, but he hasn't talked, and they're going to let him go.
You think bartender talked for Green Hornet, perhaps?
If he knows anything, it's worth a try, Cato. When that bartender leaves headquarters, the Green Hornet will be in the vicinity. Let's go.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment house itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness. We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment. Men, there's still a big shipping job ahead in the Pacific, and Uncle Sam needs men to sail our mighty merchant ships. There's a place for you in the Merchant Marine, no matter what your previous experience has been. So if you're between 17 and 50 years of age and are in good physical condition, apply now to your local U.S. Employment Service office or to the nearest United States Maritime Service Enrolling Office for complete information on how you can serve in the Merchant Marine. Remember, we've got to keep 'em sailing. And now back to our Green Hornet adventure. With Britt Reed at the wheel, the Black Beauty sped through the dark back streets of the city like a swift-moving shadow. Its smoothly purring motor responded to the slightest touch upon the pedal as it carried the dreaded Green Hornet toward the intended meeting with the man whom the police were questioning. It had been only a short time since Britt Reed had talked to Sergeant Burke over the phone, yet he was concerned over the fact that the man would leave police headquarters before their arrival. Within a short time, they approached the vicinity of police headquarters. Britt Reed stopped the Black Beauty in the shadows half a block from the entrance.
Black Beauty is safe here in shadows, I hope. It not feel good with police station there in middle of block, Mr. Britt.
It's late, Kato, after 11. And the only light along here is up there in front of police headquarters. We can make a quick getaway if necessary.
We'll wait 10 minutes. They'll not come yet.
He didn't leave before we got here. If he did, then what... Look, someone's coming out now. He's coming this way.
He looked like underworld type.
Yeah. I'll get out and go into that doorway up there until he gets nearby. You wait here and be ready to leave fast when I bring him here.
I wait.
He didn't see me come into this doorway. There he comes.
Look out!
What the? Get down, quick!
They shoot you. I know you hurt.
No, I'm all right. The man we came to question is dead. Come on, Kato. There's no time to lose.
The police sure to hear shots. They'll be coming soon.
Yeah. Here's the car. I'll drive.
Yes, sir. Look! Police come out of headquarters, Mr. Britt. They see us pass by.
Yes, left a step on it. We're ready to duck. They'll make lead fly as we pass. All right, watch it, Kato. Here it comes. Made it. Now our job is to pick up the trail of that car.
Killer may be same man who worked with spies and tried to frame Hornet.
Yeah, I'm convinced of that, Kato.
Must hurry, Mr. Britt. You step on it now.
Took you too long enough to get back out here.
Himmler, our friend Harry here is not as smart as we thought.
Never mind the cracks, Gus. The only reason I drove all those miles out here to this place is to get the dough you two owe me. After all, I delivered the briefcase with the papers you wanted, didn't I?
Of course. But it was not smart of you to kill Lambert and leave that seal to frame the Hornet. He is known to be too intelligent to do a thing like that and leave evidence.
That's just it, Himmler. If the police get a tip-off on Harry, it wouldn't involve us. You explained that to him, yet he has again played the fool.
Say, listen, you, I'm not going
to... Wait a minute, Harry. Why do you say what you did, Gus? Didn't you get a chance to talk to that bartender the police picked up?
No, we don't even know what he told the police.
You know very well I went there to pick Joe up and bring him out here. When we saw someone that looked like the Hornet laying for him, well, there was nothing else to do.
What do you mean? What did you do?
The fool shot him down, that's what he did, Himmler.
So what? If I'm not mistaken, I put a slug or two in the Green Hornet at the same time.
You are a fool. You've gone mad. What you have done may jeopardize all our plans.
I don't care about your plans. All I want is the rest of my dough. I'm getting back to a hideout in town until I'm sure Joe didn't squeal.
Himmler, are you going to let him leave?
Of course not. He will have to go with us.
That's what you think.
Don't forget, my friend. You are a murderer. And we could very easily tip off the police.
Is that so? Well, don't forget you and Gus are a couple of spies, and I, too, could tip off the police, Hammer.
Exactly. So you see, it is best we stay together for our mutual protection.
Well, I...
When we reach our destination, some 500 miles from here, then you will get the money we promised you.
500 miles from here? How do you expect to travel? That bartender squealed, the police will be
out. Ah, forget the police. You see, we are always prepared for emergencies.
What do you mean?
In an old barn about a quarter of a mile behind this old farmhouse, we have a small cabin plane hidden. We've kept it there just to make our getaway.
Yes. We'll fly north over sparsely settled country. Once we're off the ground, we'll have no fear of detection.
But you can't land without identifying the plane. The authorities may even force you
down. Ah, don't worry. If we think there's any danger of trouble, we will use parachutes and drop over the wide, unsettled country to the north.
You guys think of everything, don't you?
Of course. We'll take the car now and drive to the plane. If the car's found late, it won't matter.
What about the briefcase there?
Oh, I've transferred the contents to my own case. That one has Lambert's initials on it.
Someone might find it here.
It won't mean a thing. You can't follow the trail of a plane, my friend. Come, Hemmler. Let's drive over to the plane.
Cato, they sure led us a merry chase out into the country, and they finally gave us the slip.
We drive back to town now, Mr. Bridge?
Not yet. I turned around because I'm sure they must have turned off someplace back this way.
They are ahead of us on long stretch, but when we come around bend, they're not in sight.
Yeah, we're coming back to that bend in the road right now. You watch that side for a crossroad, and I'll watch this side.
Well, it's moonlight enough to see, but there not seem to be any road off highway on this side.
And they couldn't have turned off into the woods because of the ditch. There's a dirt road. Wait a minute.
You think they go that way?
There's fresh car tracks up in here. Yeah, they must have gone in there. I'm sure we've picked up the trail again, Cato. If we have, we'll have to be ready to face a bunch of killers.
All dark, Mr. Britt.
Yes. Maybe they saw us pull in here. In that case, we'd be walking into a trap. I'll go ahead. You follow on every flashlight, ready?
You must be careful.
Yeah. Let's go. When I kick the door open, stand to one side and flash on the light. Now!
Rooms seem to be empty.
I'll soon find out. No one here. Flash the light around.
Oh, look. On table.
DVL on it. Cato, that courier's name was Lambert. This must be his briefcase.
Well, paper's not in it?
No. Looks as though we're too late. The only thing we can do is get back.
Listen,
to town.
Mr. Britt.
That's a plane motor, Cato. The motor of a plane that's about ready to take off.
They've come from back that way, seem like.
That must be at the making getaway. Get to the Black Beauty quick. We've got to find some way to stop them. Taxi to the other end of the field, and they turned around for the takeoff.
It's too late to stop them now.
Well, there's got
to
be some way. If I could... Left their car standing over there. Cato, that'll do it.
How you mean, Mr. Bridge?
I'll use their car to stop them. You wait here.
Well, they're starting. What you going to do?
I'm going to run this car into the path of that plane before it leaves the ground.
You'll be killed, Mr. Bridge.
Your fingers crossed, Cato. I'm going to stop that plane.
Soon be off the ground and on our way.
Hey, look in front of us.
A car, right in our path. Do something, Gus. Do something.
It's too late, Hemmler. We're going to crash.
Oh. No!
It's not good. Must find him.
I'm here. Quick, we'll get them out of the cabin
on
the plane.
It's you. It's good you not hurt.
Yeah, I jumped just before the crash. Here, hold the light while I open the door.
Here, light.
Help me drag them out. Here's one.
I get other one.
There. I saw one more.
I help with him.
Put him there with the other two.
Yeah.
There. Now look, he's coming too.
Green Hornet. You're smarter than I thought.
But you're not so smart, killer. You're not hurt too badly to escape the chair.
They're in it too. They're spies.
Save your breath. Tell it to the police. How the other two, can you tell?
Well, they hurt much, but not die.
I recognize this heel. He calls himself Gentleman Harry. We'll take them up to the old farmhouse. We'll tie him up. The other two can't get away. And then you can phone the police. Come on, let's get it over with.
Reed. Sarge offered to drop in with me so as to give you all the details about them spies we got last night.
That's fine, actually. How are you, Sergeant Burke?
Fine, fine, Mr. Reed. Of course, you already know most of the details about what happened, I guess.
Well, just about, but there's one thing I couldn't figure out from what Axford told me.
What's that, sir?
Well, Axford said the spies, accompanied by that crook, cracked up in a plane on the takeoff.
And so they did. They must have run into their own car in the dark.
What I want to know is, how did they get to the farmhouse where you found them?
Well, no, I haven't figured that one out either.
We have the answer to that one, Mr. Reed. You see, Gentleman Harry was well enough to talk this morning. In fact, he squealed all over the place. Seems the Green Hornet was to blame for all their trouble, and he took them to the farmhouse.
The Green Hornet? Sarge, why didn't you tell me? I guess after murdering that poor diplomatic guy...
Expert, we don't blame the Hornet for that. In fact, we were convinced last night he didn't kill Lambert.
Say no. Wasn't his seal found on the guy? And didn't you tell me some guy phoned
him? Sure, sure, but we don't tell you everything, Ashford. Gentleman Harry confessed to killing that guy after one of them spies accused him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If Ashford had his way, he'd accuse that Hornet of starting the war. And all that's happened since. The Green Hornet's wanted for enough right now.
Well, maybe he's not such a bad fellow.
Quit your kidding, Reed. You'd be the last person ever to know what a guy like the Hornet was really like.
Sometimes I wonder, Axford. Sometimes I wonder.
At Gillespie, they found killer caught by ring broken Green Hornet implicated. Read all about it. Green Hornet still in charge. At Gillespie, they found.
When you send your dollars to war by investing in war bonds, you don't give anything. You just lend your money, and you get it back with interest. The men in the foxholes and jungles of the Pacific give everything. It's up to us to see to give them a chance to get back. You helped put across 6 war loans. Now comes the mighty 7th. It's more important than any of the others. We must show the Japs that we mean business. We must show our fighting men that we are behind them. Put your dollars behind the mighty 7th war loan. Be sure to listen to the Green Hornet next week at this same time. These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious. Bob Hall speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.